Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
See, this is going to be a little weird because I believe it's a full work week.
Oh, I don't care.
Are you ready
for that?
I know. I don't think I've had one of those for a few weeks, just because we've had the holiday, and I think I took a couple of days off right around Halloween, if I'm not mistaken.
You did.
We have cold weather. Dave Murray says this snow is going to last until a little bit later this evening. Were you just saying that 44 is an okay condition?
Yes.
Wow. That makes me happy, since I got to go home that way.
Yeah, there's some moderate volume out of downtown, but by the time you hit Webster, it looks open.
Okay. Just be careful out there. Yeah. I saw a bunch of cars in ditches on my way in this afternoon, and it wasn't even that bad at that point.
Uh-uh.
But, you know, combination of bad driving and bald tires, et cetera.
Exactly. It's really bad at the Boone Bridge.
I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal. It was actually from a couple of days ago, from Saturday, I believe. And the headline was, American consumers lose patience with high car prices. Shoppers are downsizing, buying used vehicles, taking on longer car loans, and holding out for deals. And the market has been so interesting over the last 5 years since the pandemic. Not always in a great way, but one of our experts is Alex Rosenberger from MasterCars, Inc. over in Granite City. They do used cars with new car caliber. So this is right up your alley. How are you, Alex? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm not shopping for a car right now. I just spent... You don't want to know. And, you know, look, Alex would be the person that said, Mark, I told you that this car has this reputation when it gets 80,000 miles plus. I've spent so much damn money on my stupid car in the last 3 months, Alex, I want to kind of throw up. But again, I can't say that I wasn't warned, right?
Right. And at least you have the app to where you can start it in about 15 minutes.
No, about 5 minutes. About 5 minutes.
So 5 minutes.
But what was your reaction to that journal story? You know, it's interesting because I have, not only as a sponsor of yours, I remember when I met you guys 11 or 12 years ago, I had a vehicle at the time, and I knew that I was probably going to, you know, get into something later that year. So we start to get to know each other, and I have a vehicle in mind, and I put you and your father to work. And, you know, that was the moment I'm like, look, I've bought new cars my whole life. I've been underwater on cars. I've driven off the lot, but let's find something with 5,000, 7,000, 10,000 miles, whatever the number might be. And that's exactly what you guys do at MasterCars, Inc. Now, I don't want this segment to become a whole commercial for you, which maybe it will be, but I wanted to tap into your expertise because you're seeing the changes in the market, and your model is exactly, I think, what people are looking for. Good cars that aren't outrageously higher than they should be because of tariffs or whatever right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it probably is a giant commercial just because of that. I'm a big data guy, and I was just like, kind of looking over some things when, and Fred's the one who made me aware of this article. It's so funny, once we talk about it, then it's all over my LinkedIn and every story pertaining to this. But it is crazy. So this is the first year that the average price of a new car went over $50,000. That's $50,008. The average price is about $25,900 on a used car. And now, so this is generalities, big averages. But here's the thing, too. This is, I think, is pretty key. The average age of the vehicle for sale is 3 years. So that puts you within manufacturer's powertrain warranty. And so that's why it is probably like a commercial for me, because the past, I don't know, I'd say during COVID all the way up to about this point, it almost made more sense to go buy something new because the used cars are so expensive. The market has corrected a little bit, and everything has gotten so tremendously expensive. It's like the average new car payment, I was just reading about that, is, oh my gosh, what is it? It's like $800 and something, like $1,000 is the new $700. The average used car payment, even though that went up too, though, the average used car payment right now nationally is $508. First time it's ever been over $500, but still, you know, a far cry from $900 if you were looking at something new.
So when it comes to new, I always think it's interesting when they don't have to offer deals, like when they're not doing 0% financing or everything, you know, the cars are going out the door like crazy and they don't have to worry about it. But you are seeing some incentives out there that maybe you haven't seen in a little while. And the Wall Street Journal report said that, you know, you have cars sitting longer on dealer lots. They're putting some discounts on to make sales. You have lower income borrowers who are defaulting on car loans. So let me ask you this question about the loans, because people always want lower payments. That's like the one mistake you always make if you go into a car dealership. What do you want your payment to be? Well, because now, outside of Trump talking about, you know, 50-year mortgage loans, which is a bad idea, we're extending car loans out a lot longer than we used to. That makes the payment lower, but it also makes you underwater on the car faster, doesn't it?
It does. And thank goodness the rates are creeping down a little bit, so that offsets it a bit. However, just a couple of years ago, the average term was about 45 months on a vehicle purchase. It's now 67 months. That's the average. So there's plenty out there that are going 84, even 96 on a new car. So you're just never going to outrun the insurance versus depreciation in a situation like that.
Alex, what would you say about where we're heading right now with EVs? And they kind of addressed it in the article, because there were EV credits and those have expired. So I guess that the EV sales sort of spiked, you know, that makes sense, ahead of that. But what are you seeing? We're both fans of the internal combustion engine, right? I like the roar of my engine. But the reality of where we're heading is more electric vehicles, right?
Well, yes and no. The market's still not only hesitant but resistant to it. That's funny, because it's the average age of a vehicle on the road is about 12 years now, which is the highest it's ever been. And they expect that to get higher because I like the term they use for it, too. The limited propulsion choices, as fewer fully internal combustion engines are an option. And people that are simply not open to EV, they're going to hang on to theirs even longer. So they're expecting that number to go up to like 15 years, which is strong. That's a long time to keep yourself out of the market. And like you said, with the EVs running, the incentives gone on the EVs, they did spike a little bit. Now they've cooled off, you know, as it was leading up to it. The demand, especially, you know, in my niche, because, you know, we're gearheads, we're car guys, we don't really cater too much to the EV market, but I do pay attention to the EV market because it ultimately is that or some alternative, other alternative form of power is going to be the future. But no one's jumping on to embrace it really fast in my market.
The other thing that kind of jumped out at me from the Journal article is, and this makes sense, and I think we're seeing this, you know, sort of play itself out in other aspects of the economy. If you're doing well out there, you know, if you're in the top 10 or certainly the top 20%, you're affording things, you're not hurt too much, you're buying cars. But what they pointed out is that they're relying, you know, car dealers are relying on the top 20% of households. That's not sustainable.
No, not sustainable at all. And it was funny, I was just speaking with a friend of mine, a manufacturer, you know, a franchise dealer. And this was just last week. We were having this conversation. He goes, I don't have a new car on the lot. My brand now, this is a massive brand. This is a trade, you know, this is a standard brand. And he said, I don't have one new car that I can sell for under $34,000.
Really?
Incentives, everything tied in. And so, you know, you're talking, what is that? You know, tax, title, and license included, a $600 a month vehicle.
Right.
You know, with nothing down. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, we've been talking about this for years now, and the market, the car market is interesting. And, you know, like somebody was quoted, and it makes sense. Look, I'm paying $500 a month for my payment. I don't want to pay $700. And so they're waiting on pulling the trigger. But then, you know, and I have to give a shout out to my friends at Spieler Automotive, Clayton Spieler, who is a great listener. The car shops are doing great because we all need our cars to be repaired, right?
Oh, this is music to his ears, this whole conversation, you know, going from 12-year average ownership span to 15 years because they're not embracing the propulsion method, EV. So, and, you know, independent shops are not real keen on working on EVs. So as long as they can keep those ICE engines running, they're going to be happy about that.
Well, they've earned a lot from me in the past couple of months. I will tell you that, unfortunately. But again, it's hard for me to complain based on what I was warned about in the past by even people like you, Alex Rosenberg. Hey, tell your dad, hey, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.